All that being said, let's go ahead and dive in today. Contract to hire, why you should use it, why you should consider. I'm also going to do some questions as well, a little Q&A. So if you have any questions, please at me, comment me. I would love to answer them for you because I know contract to hire. I've done some contract to hire stuff earlier this year. I think it's a topic that we need to talk about a ton. I don't think really any topic in the job search needs to be off the table per se. I think the more you talk about it, obviously, the more comfortable you get with it. But here's the deal. Right now, so from a hiring manager perspective, my role shifted a little bit to a hiring perspective as well from working with hiring managers. So hiring managers and candidates, like, you need to consider contract to hire options on both sides. And here's why. First off, the market's so crazy right now. I have candidates taking perm jobs as they are a contract job because they take that as a placeholder and then move on. I've had that happen a few times. But from a contract to hire perspective, candidates, you need to know your value. I think at the end of the day, the biggest issue with contract to hire jobs is people don't know their value. And so they think they're getting 100K, but they don't realize their benefits are really good at their current company. They get really good bonuses. They get really good, all this stuff. And then, so they take a contract job and then it's like, oh no, I took a contract to hire job, and I'm getting underpaid, right? So the biggest thing is you have to know your worth, right? So you have to know your base, bonuses, HSAs, 401k match, PTO, what else? Any other perks, cell phone, just any other perks that you get, you need to monetize that. So when you go to a contract to hire job, you can calculate all that from an hourly perspective. Also, too, ask the recruiter if you can get PTO, if it's a long-term contract, right? If it's a year contract, ask for PTO to be built in and 2 weeks of bench pay, right? So bench pay, for those of you who do not know, bench pay is a way for you to stay on billing for 2 weeks if in between projects when you're not working, right? So you need to ask that. Edson goes, I'd like your tips to get attention from hiring managers, more specific for internal transfer. Edson, this is good stuff, right? So my thing from to get attention from a hiring manager is more specific for internal transfer. I think you got to make friends, right? Anytime that I've had internal transfer, I've endeared myself to those people, right? And it takes time, but you have to start partnering with other people within your organization and give you exposure. Also, too, content does that, right? Content is the name of the game when it comes to all this stuff. And so that's where I would do one. You got to rub elbows, be nice to people within your organization, but also to put out content around that specific division you want to go to, right? So for me, if I want to get into a national practice, I will post things about national, like a national practice, right? Or if you want to go into another department that develops a certain product, put out content around that specific product. Those are two high level things. But the big thing is network, man. Be kind, network. That's the way to do it. Sam, do you know the percentage of people that drop contract to hire mid-contract? I was on a team where 4 people left in a week due to full-time. Yeah. So here's another thing too, right? So I guess my thing is I need to talk about this, right? I need to talk about this. When you're on contract, it's a full-time job. I don't know where y'all get the notion where if I'm taking a contract job, it's not full-time. All my contract jobs are 40 hours a week, W-2 through VACO. You are a full-time employee of VACO. So I don't know where y'all are getting the whole like full-time. Now, salaried offers I get, right? That has some things. But do you know the percentage of people that drop contract to hire mid-contract? For me, very little. I don't know the percentage, Sam, but for me, it's very little because all of my contract to hire jobs are true contract to hire. So people stay on. Now, if it's a shitty job or the manager sucks or any of that, yeah, they bounce for that. But I would say as a whole, people don't bounce if it's a contract hire job. Now, if it's a pure contract job, that's a little higher, right? But here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal. If you ask the questions, here we go. Sam goes, but not PTO. I get it. And this is where you have to ask questions, right? This is why I do this live show, to better equip you to deal with recruiters and hiring managers to deal with recruiters, right? This is this whole ecosystem that I'm trying to develop. You need to ask the questions. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Recruiter, if it's a 6-month contract to hire, I'm not going to write in PTO for you because you can take time. I'm overpaying you a little bit. But if it's a long-term contract, ask me to work in PTO. Recruiters are not going to give that to you. You have to ask. Paul goes, great point. I was told when I started my business that you generally wanted to make 2x the money you pay an employee. So take that when you're looking at contract gigs. Don't take what you make as an employee. You're taking on more risk. You can pay more. Yeah, the 2x is a little extreme, not going to lie. You can do that if you don't work through a recruiting firm, right? So typically you make maybe 1x, right? Because we have burdens on our end. And this is another thing too. Hiring managers, so I'm dealing with some clients, contract hire basis, and some of the hiring managers go, y'all's contract rates are a lot. Like y'all are, it's highway robbery. Listen, if you use us from a contract hire perspective, our rates are higher. There's so much involved. There's so much involved from our end that we don't pocket everything, right? And so if you use us from a contract to hire perspective, yes, we are more expensive, but we don't keep all that. So just want to let you know that. Paul, what you're saying, I get it. I think, so for me, high level, take your salary, divide by two, and then add another $10 to $15 an hour, right? So if you're at 100K, you divide by two or 2,000 hours, your typical individual works 2,000 hours with 2 weeks of unpaid time off, right? So if you're making 100K, you're going to get $50 an hour. Then what I would do, high level, to add in all of your PTO out of pocket all that stuff, extra $10 an hour. That's what I would do, $60 an hour. So essentially that would be $20,000 extra that you'd be making. High level. We can break that down later, but that's just what I think as well. A lot of great questions. Y'all keep them coming. This is great. I love so many questions with contract to hire. So many questions. Let's see here. What Elliot goes, what's the best game plan when I'm 2/3 into my 6-month contract negotiated for billing leverage? Hey, listen, I think one, Elliot, again, I appreciate you asking this. I think, have you done any reviews? If you've done reviews, bring those up. I'd also to do some research about what a junior dev makes, right? For me, what I've seen in Nashville is 60, 70K, right? So take that for what it's worth. But for me, like I would ask around, right? I don't know if you're buddies with other junior devs, but just be open. Like, hey, listen, like I have a core group of guys at Vaco where we all share our salaries and how much we make just to make sure we're all in the same, we're all being compensated correctly. I would do that as well. If any organization, I just have a few people that like you're BFFs with and you're open with, because I think that could be a game changer to help you leverage. But for me, I would go ahead and start asking the manager, hey, listen, let's have a conversation, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to have to drive that conversation, Elliot, for sure. You're going to have to drive the conversation. You need to bring up any performance things you've had. Hey, listen, I've checked this mark off, right? I've been above and beyond what you guys have given me. Can that play? He goes, 2 reviews, all very positive. Do I have buddies? LOL, yes, sir. Yeah, buddy, absolutely. So bring that up, drive that conversation, but you need to be having that conversation now. You need to be having that conversation now so there's no surprises. Paul goes, oh, let's see here. Paul goes, great point. Oh, hold on. Paul, he goes, depends on if you're corporate. Yeah, so for me, W-2, all the stuff through Vaco is W-2, right? But again, yeah, more risk, more potential reward, it all depends. Absolutely. Paul, I love it, man. You're very, very smart. How to get contract for recruiters, managers. Keyshore, listen, man, I mean, I think you got to play the long game, right? I think you do that well by being on this show. But I think same thing from a recruiter perspective with managers. I think recruiters, I think salespeople need to play the long game, right? I think podcasting, putting out content, having conversations where you don't talk about jobs, right? I think recruiters right now need to be playing the long game, and that goes completely opposite of what we do. And I'm telling myself this now, to remind myself, but absolutely, I think it's a long game. I think it's being kind. It's not asking. It's not taking from people, but it's providing value. How can I provide you value today? As a recruiter, that's what you need to be asking your candidates and also your companies that you're working with. Kenneth goes, I've been on many contract hire jobs, and jobs was the only contract and still got hired because I communicated with people. And listen, Kenneth bringing the heat this morning. That's some heat from Kenneth. That's it. Here's my thing, right? Like, listen, if you don't suck at your job, you're going to get hired on contract hire. You just are, even contract. From a percentage, I'll go back to Sam's question. What percentage of people do you have that leave? I'll tell you the percentage of pure contract. I have at least a 50% conversion rate for pure consultants going direct hire. Like just a pure contract because they are good and they go perm and they don't want to let that person leave the door. And it's like, listen, if you get on a contract to hire job and contract job, you just got to be kind. You got to communicate like Kenneth said, you're going to be okay. you're going to be okay. And also find a recruiter who knows what they're doing. I think that plays a huge part as well, because the typical notion is, oh man, I'm going to go with a recruiter. Oh man, that recruiter's quit. I don't know who I'm reporting to. And you're just kind of on this island. And it's a disaster. So Kenneth, great. Good on you. Absolutely. Amy goes, Amy, good morning. It's good to see you. Yes. So much of this process is about projecting who you want to be known as: kind, efficient, productive, knowledgeable, willing to learn more. Yeah. Again, if we're talking about contract hire jobs, right? You need to be kind, efficient, productive, knowledgeable, right? You can't go into a contract hire job and just sit on your butt. You just can't. Kenneth, I got you, man. I will. Absolutely. Let's see here. Steven. Hey, Steven, congrats on the job, man. Congrats on the job. I just can't get on board with this as a man with the family things like security, benefit, support, absolutely. Contract hire jobs. Hey, Steven, listen, I'm not saying it's for everybody. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but again, congratulations on the new job. But I do think in today's world, you need to look at all the things if you're in a position where you can look at all the things, right? So like Steven, I would tell you, if I can give you benefits, if I can give you a raise, is that enough, right? Now, it may not be, and that's okay. But what I'm trying to do in this conversation right here, Steven, is trying to break down the barriers, because I think a lot of people are missing out on their dream jobs because their dream job is a contract to hire and they're not even looking at it. Just FYI there. Elliot, could you repeat the formula that you mentioned earlier? Didn't jot that down. Yeah. So you need to know your base. You need to know your bonus. You need to know PTO. You need to know 401k match. You need to know... When I say PTO, you need to know like any other perks or anything like that. Like you need to know everything that you're provided. So this is from a perm job going to a contract to hire job, right? So like, let's say between your salary, your base, your bonus, your PTO, all of that, it comes out to like 80 an hour. And if I call you and I go, Elliot, I can get you a job at 80 an hour. And then so you can get all of what you want. Like, is that enough? It would be for me. If you came to me right now and Taylor, I can give you everything that you want in an hourly rate, everything. But you're going to go work contracting for, I don't know, somebody else. Yeah, I'd do it. But it's got to be everything, right? Narando, just hopping on, loving these gems. Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for coming on, man. It's good to see you, dude. Thank you. So, Steven, with the heat, why have so many orgs gone to contract to hire expression IT? I will tell you this. I'd be fascinated if y'all have any other thoughts on this. Hiring managers are tired of HR getting in the way and they want to hire faster. I will tell you this. That is why there's so much contract to hire in, because here's the deal, right? For example, there's one client right now who wanted to do contract to hire with me. They flipped it direct hire. Totally fine. Now they're having to get sign-offs and that candidate's waiting now. That's not bad. Well, you could say, Taylor, wouldn't they have to get sign-offs anyways? No, because usually contract to hire, the direct manager can make that decision and then get them started. And then they can start the conversion process a month or two before the end date. And they can do the necessary steps with HR, paperwork, all that jazz, right? I would be interested to see if I'm wrong on that. So if anybody watches now or in the future, please DM me, at me. But in my perspective, if it's a contract to hire job, typically the direct manager can make the decision on a contract position. If you have to do a salaried position, you have to get other people involved. Now, I could be wrong, but I will tell you this. Most of the reasons why contract to hire exists in this world, especially more as of late, is because HR gets in the way. It gums up the process. And they lose out on candidates. So for me, almost 99% of the time, the reason somebody wants to do contract to hire is to get them started faster. I'm telling all my clients I work with across the country right now that like, if you can't miss out, like if you have four interview steps, do two and do contract to hire. Do a 3-month contract to hire. Because you can get them started faster, you can evaluate them, and then you can let them go if they don't work. So Steven, that's why I do that. Yes, hourly gets in the way. Yes, HR gets in the way with education. an equivalent experience, Rex, banging my head on the wall. Yeah, just and again, nothing wrong with HR. I'm technically in HR, but it's just the way it is, and it's no fault of their own. Like, they're hired for a specific reason. But yeah. What else? Contract to hire has upsides for both for the employer. It's COGS versus overhead. For the contractor, it's a good way to view. Yeah, I mean, Rob gets it. I mean, Rob's a friend of ACO. Rob gets it. You know, listen, I think for me, contract to hire is just the way to go. I think from an employer perspective, I think contract to hire first, but then ultimately, if you have a really good candidate who only wants direct hire, then yes, I think do direct hire. But for me, as an organization and as an individual, if you're open to contract to hire, you need to do contract to hire, because let's face it, you can never evaluate a developer in an interview correctly. So what's the way to evaluate them is basically have a working interview for 3 months, right? Pay them, right? Have them interview for 3 months, essentially within your organization, and then bring them on full time or let them go. I mean, it's pretty simple. But Rob, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, man. So true. Devontae, contract hire for someone seeking their first job as a junior dev is a blessing. It's better than no contract. Devontae, I love it, man. Love you, dude. All right. So that's all I got today, y'all. Thank you again for tuning in. We're at 21 minutes. The contract to hire is always a good topic. So again, I'm going to continue to do more of the contract to hire stuff, especially through the year. If you have any questions that you want answered, please shoot me a text, DM me. Would love to obviously keep answering these. I have other people, by the way. If you watch this, you're like, man, I have so many questions. But like, I'm too afraid to ask them live because Taylor pulls up all the questions. Shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, taylor@vaco.com. I have a ton of people that shoot me emails and shoot me DMs. They're like, hey, I don't really want you to throw this up on the wall, but can you answer these questions? So I have some questions that are coming through. So if you have specific questions that you didn't feel comfortable with sharing live, shoot me a DM. I'd love to answer those for you. But again, thanks for hanging out, y'all. Appreciate it. Y'all have a wonderful Monday, and we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.